I was going to say that we have just over 2 weeks until Election Day, but with early voting, it's pretty much not that true anymore, is it? Anyway, I've been hearing many teachers of God's Word instructing the people who listen to them to vote the Bible. So, I figure it's time for me to follow their lead. What should we look for in someone who seeks to serve in public office? Well, quite simply, we will look for someone who will serve in a way that pleases God through obedience of His Word. God's Word and politics actually share a common element. They both involve being elected. In faith, we're elected to serve God. In politics, candidates are elected to serve the people. Titus chapter 1, verses 7 and 8 gives us a foundation for both of these areas of being elect. For a bishop must be blameless as a steward of God, not self-willed and not quick-tempered, not given to wine, not violent, not greedy for money, but hospitable, a lover of what is good, sober-minded, just, holy, self-controlled. We move to verses 10 and 11. They provide us with instructions of what we're to do when the elect fall short. For there are many insubordinate, both idle talkers and deceivers, especially those of the circumcision, whose mouths must be stopped, who subvert whole households, teaching things which they ought not for the sake of dishonest gain. So what should our priorities be as we watch and listen to the various candidates? There's honesty and truthfulness. A person who is truthful is a person who lives Psalm chapter 86, verse 11. Teach me your way, O Lord, and I will walk in your truth. Or does that person instead show themselves to be an example of what we find in 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 3? By covetousness, they will exploit you with deceptive words. For a long time, their judgment has not been idle, and their destruction does not slumber. How one serves or promises to serve is another important point to explore. Jesus in Mark chapter 10, verse 43, teaches how the truly great are the ones who are best to serve. Reading here, yet it shall not be so among you, but whoever desires to become great among you shall be your servant. What does a great leader possess? Dedication to doing what's right. As Jesus explains in Matthew chapter 6, verse 24, no one can serve two masters. Either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will be loyal to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. While Romans chapter 9, verse 19 discusses the difference between Adam and Jesus, it can also be applied to two people seeking one office and the cost of a poor choice by you as the voter. For as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so also by one man's obedience many will be made righteous. Now you can lean towards someone who is humble or someone who is arrogant. Proverbs chapter 11, verse 2 can help you see that choice with more clarity. When pride comes, then comes shame, but with the humble is wisdom. Is the person running for office a uniter or are they a divider? 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 8 helps you determine that. Finally, all of you be of one mind, having compassion for one another. Love as brothers, be tender-hearted. Be courteous. As we well know, abortion is either at or near the top of most people's priorities as Election Day approaches. Like it or not, abortion is part of our reality. And as the saying goes, it's a genie that can't be put back into the bottle. Here's what Deuteronomy chapter 27, verse 25 says. Cursed is the one who takes a bribe to slay an innocent person. A baby is a blessing from God. All through the Bible, there are instances of women who were incapable of getting pregnant until God blessed them. And God loves all of His children of every age. When an abortion is done for the well-being, or even to save the life of the mother, first thing to recognize is that God will welcome that young soul of innocence into His kingdom for eternity. The second thing is that God will forgive. Now, am I saying that God forgives everyone who has an abortion or promotes abortion for any and all reasons? No, that's not for me to say. What God will do is forgive those who sin when they confess in truth and detail. As it's said in 1 John chapter 1, verse 9, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. You might not want to believe me, but God will forgive someone who had an abortion. In fact, there's only one sin that God will never, ever forgive. Jesus tells what this is in Luke chapter 12, verse 10. And anyone who speaks a word against the Son of Man, it will be forgiven him. But to him who blasphemes against the Holy Spirit, it will not be forgiven. Now, when you're examining and testing those running for public office, do you look for purity? Are you expecting someone to match your beliefs and priorities 100%? Good luck with that. You may have heard of Professor Alan Lichtman. He's correctly predicted every presidential election since 1984, except for 2000. He uses a 13-step measuring process to arrive at his prediction. Candidate who, since the number 13 matches at least 7, if not more, of those steps, that's who gets the nod. Maybe you remember President Ronald Reagan had his 80-20 rule. If he agreed with you on 80% of things, he could live with that other 20%. There was only one who is pure and perfect. And believe me, he does not need to run for anything to prove it. He is the King of Kings. He is the Lord of Lords. Jesus Christ will guide you during this and any other time when you need wisdom in your decision-making. You only need to turn to him with a clear soul, clear heart, clear spirit, and clear mind.